as a country that is transitioning from conflict to sustainable peace. South Sudan plays host to people of different nationalities who have committed themselves to help this country navigate through the difficult path. Now, among these people are those coming from countries with similar background as that of South Sudan, and have had an opportunity to experience both environments. Now, I'm glad to tell you that this morning here, I'm joined in the studio by Chief Superintendent Togba Jeremiah, who is from Liberia National Police Service, and he joins us here because he's in South Sudan and have seen, you know, probably gone through the same path as we are going through now. Good morning, Togba. It's good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Hey, good morning, brother. Thank you for this great opportunity.
Yes, and yours is a story of UN success, coming from a country that was ravaged by war, and it has now transitioned into one which is actually sending personnel for peacekeeping operations to other countries. Let's begin from there. How would you tell a South Sudan story in relation to your country's history?
So this is it. You're right. My country was in a lot and has been through a lot. And even now, there are a lot we're still facing. So this means that it doesn't come so fast. Mm-hmm. I remember back then when the UN, after our crisis, in fact, our crisis was actually put to an end by the UN, mm-hmm. because I remember the UN presence in 2003 mm-hmm. was just the beginning of the cessation to the shooting of guns here, there, and yonder. Mm-hmm. So it's been a long way, because prior to the UN, I remember back then we had to flee. My parents had to take us. I mean, when I say us, I mean my brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. We had to go to neighboring Guinea. We stayed there as refugees for a couple of years. We were in refugee camps. You know, the UN was able to provide a kind of education system there for us. And fast forward, it was a period of, I would say, devastation, loss of hope, and lack of direction. But when the UN walked in, I mean, at the peacekeeping mission then, mm-hmm. UNMIL, the United Nations mission in Liberia, when they walked in, we, for some of us, the younger ones, seeing the presence, even I remember my father, he had specifically related to this, mm-hmm. That was the beginning of hope for us. And that was the beginning of a new direction. Mm-hmm. That was the beginning of restoration. That was the beginning of the path we are now on today as a country. And that was the beginning of my presence here today. Mm-hmm. So, in the context of the South Sudan's own situation, mm-hmm. The UN presence here, if I'm to relate or pinpoint the importance of the UN presence here in this country, I would say to everyone listening right now that this is a great opportunity for this great nation. You see, it's different when you're within, and your perspective usually is different when you're the one within, mm-hmm. and it's different from those who are, you know, seeing you from afar. It's like you're in a box, right? And someone is having a full view of this box.
Absolutely.
So this is the UN's mm-hmm. Own perspective. I mean, looking at South Sudan, from my perspective as a UN police officer, mm-hmm. I think you have a great opportunity right here, especially, I like to speak mostly to my South Sudanese mm-hmm. police mm-hmm. colleagues. And I think this is an opportunity for them. I know it's not been easy along the way, but now they're on the right path. Mm-hmm. All right,
great. Now, as UN police here, and someone who has gone through, you know, probably similar experience, do you sometimes relate to the situation in South Sudan when you look at it and it was like, we went through this at one point? Do you sometimes think like, okay, this is just a process?
Yeah, exactly. I remember when I was, you know, I've never been a police officer. So before the UN, I was never a police officer. Mm-hmm. So after my recruitment, UN police officers had to stand in the streets of Liberia with me. I mean, take, for example, the traffic control situation, mm-hmm. you know, helping, in fact, training me all right, as a new entrant into the police. How to regulate the traffic. I mean, even the moves of the hands.
So it's more like capacity building.
Right, right. And this is what is happening right now with the OMPO component. There have been a set of workshops. As we speak right now, there are ongoing workshops in various parts of the country, just building the capacity of South Sudanese police officers. I just want to say this shouldn't take these opportunities lightly. Mm-hmm. It goes a long way in making them better police officers.
All right, great. Now, how long have you been in South Sudan and which parts of the country have you been to?
I've been in this country for about 2 years and 3 months now. I mean, today is the last day of the 3 months.
Oh,
as I end my mission today. And
you're ending your mission today?
I ended my mission actually yesterday. I'm departing today.
Yeah. Oh, that's sad to get to know you when you're almost leaving. Well, I've been seeing you around anyway. Now, what have been your observation during your stay in the country so far?
So I've been, as in direct relation to your question, I've been in Bor, I've been in Bentiu. Bentiu was just for a couple of hours. Mm-hmm. Bor was for a night. Mm-hmm. And Juba has been my place. Just quickly, I would just like to run through. I worked in the field office. Mm-hmm. Juba has been my original base, and I had the opportunity to deal with SSMPS colleagues at the Ye police station. Ye, just next to the IDP camp there. We call that Ye police station checkpoint right there. Mm-hmm. So I remember the first time I interacted with the commander there at the time. His question was, when are we going to also go on peacekeeping mission?
Yeah.
You're from Liberia. He kind of knew my country. He knew the history. Mm-hmm. So my thing was, the commander, this is a very good question. This was, in fact, the question we asked as police officers from Liberia for a long time. Mm-hmm. But you were on the right road to becoming a peacekeeper. All you need to do, these opportunities you have at hand right now, you have to grab them like never before. Mm-hmm. And in the states where I've been, Bor and Bentiu, I wasn't there for a long time, but whenever I went out and dealing with the people of this country, I see a people of hope, all right, a people looking forward to a better country, and I see a people who are trying to work their way towards this better country they want for themselves. Mm-hmm. So I'll just encourage everyone, including the police officers, SSMPS officers, to give to the community what the community truly deserves, the services, you know, their communities require, and also to the community to look up to the police to solve their problems. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can never have a better police if you don't trust them. I mean, trust building is a process as well, but we have to work together.
Great.
Okay? We have to work together as one people in one country.
All right. Now, you've mentioned a few of the challenges, actually, or lessons that you've seen South Sudan go through with Liberia, but where do you think lies the hope for South Sudan's future?
You see, hope, you may want to think that they have a great hope in the presence of the UN, and but I look at it that, you know, hope comes from within. All right. So if you have an aspiration, you want to get there, you first of all have to think that there's a way out. Mm-hmm. And usually I like to think of if I'm hoping to get somewhere, my hope deeply rests on myself. How do I prepare to get to this final destination? Mm-hmm. So, and that's what I think those of us from the Liberian police contingent and even from other police contingents that are here today, we've all hoped that one day we'll come here as UN police officers. So what we did along the way was to prepare ourselves. Mm-hmm. Preparation is that which answers all of the questions. If you want to get somewhere, look at that positive path, you know, to tread, and by doing that you're going to get there. So the hope of this country, if I'm supposed to speak, is in the people themselves, working with each other, accepting each other, knowing that we can get there together, knowing that working with our communities, working with each other, working with our international partners who are here actually to help us, mm-hmm. we're going to get there.
All right.
Definitely.
All right, just finally, as you go, you're leaving the mission, and your mission, of course, here in South Sudan comes to an end. What could you like to say to South Sudanese themselves?
So I just want to first of all say thank you to the people of South Sudan. You've been very receptive of my contingent, you know, the Liberian Police contingent. This is the first of its kind ever to appear in UN peacekeeping operations. Since we came here, we have never had an incident or situation with any, I can say that because I'm the I've been the contingent commander. Mm-hmm. We never had an incident with any South Sudanese, being it a police officer, national police officer, or a normal citizen, meaning not in the uniform. Mm-hmm. All right, and that has been something we looked forward to, and we think you've been able to do that very well. And just by doing that, I mean, you're receiving foreigners. Mm-hmm. You're able to be this nice to foreigners, being able to be accommodative. I think you can do that for yourself as a country by accommodating each other. I mean, conflict, there is nothing positive about conflict. Mm-hmm. There is no winner in any conflict situation. And so there is no reason why maybe if a brother or a sister comes to your place in your absence and steals, say, your mobile phone, there is no reason go and fight him. Mm-hmm. You have a way to go. The rule of law is the way to go. Go to the local police, and they are being paid, as a matter of fact, by your government to handle your situation. You don't have to take it onto yourself.
Okay.
Go to the police. The police is going to get whatever you want. If it is your mobile phone that was stolen, they're going to get it back to you. And if there is a punishment in the laws of South Sudan about this specific situation, this person gets punished for what they did.
Thank you so much, Togba, for coming to Mirai Studios. And of course, as you go, wish you all the best in your next mission.
Thank you so much, my brother, and thank you to the people of South Sudan. Let me quickly say thank you also to our hierarchy in the mission coming from the SRSG through the ranks and files. I also want to mention quickly the police commissioner and the able OMPO leadership, including the deputy police commissioner, the OMPO chief of staff, chief planning budget unit, the rest of the OMPO team. Mm-hmm. It's been a great opportunity. Sorry, I know you want to end your interview right now with me.
Yeah.
And it's time up, but mm-hmm. the chief of staff, interestingly, you know that mm-hmm. He was a trainer in the UN Police Training Academy when I was at the academy. He trained
in Liberia.
Right, the OMPO mm-hmm. chief of staff, and I'm here again working on his supervision, so you can see how things add up.
Absolutely.
And this is what I look forward to, some of our colleagues in the SSMPS, that one day maybe we can meet in another mission somewhere and we can work together.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for talking to us. Yeah, thank you for coming to Mirai Studios. We wish you all the best.